Chicago Public Schools finally opened its doors this week for a few thousand students after 10 long months of remote learning and two other delayed attempts to reopen. But even as officials celebrated, it was an acrimonious start. The virus was detected among some people who returned. Some teachers and staff protested all week, and there were calls for the reopening to be halted. WBEZ's education reporter Sarah Karp, though, is here to help us with all the details. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks. So let's start with the students who went back into classrooms. What are we hearing from their families?
Well, we've heard some good things. Parents are definitely glad to be dropping their kids off at school. That's one thing we know. Some parents say their children seem happier and they aren't worried about their safety. They say many, especially the preschoolers who went back, were really struggling with remote learning. And some principals and teachers say it's just really nice to see the students face to face.
So can CPS call this first wave of reopening a success?
Well, a lot of people would not. For one, we don't really know how many students even showed up. Only about 6,000 students were expected, but many principals told us that way less students actually came into the buildings. One preschool program was supposed to have 12 students, and not one of them came in. And I guess the big question is, what does this mean for February 1st when all elementary school students have the option to come back? CPS is expecting 70,000 students, which is less than 40% of all of the students in CPS. And if less come, then people will be asking whether this controversy and heartache is worth it all.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the controversy this week. What has been going on?
Well, for one thing, there's been a lot of hubbub about positive cases. We know that the teachers union reported cases cropping up in several schools, and in one, maybe even two classes, or as we know them, pods, was moved from in-person to remote. The school district also made good on its threat to punish teachers and staff who've been defying orders to come into class. The latest numbers show 100 are having their pay docked and are being blocked from in-person learning. Now, that's a very small amount, but there are a lot more teachers who are not clocking in, so there could be more in coming days. And this has had a big ripple effect on students, both in-person and online. Here's Andrea Vasco-McGee from Whittier School in Pilsen talking about her son's preschool teacher being locked out and getting a sub instead.
We have four-year-olds wondering, who's this stranger today, and asking questions, why is he not talking? And the changes that have happened have really impacted my son. He's distracted, and it's not equitable, and it's disruptive too.
Now, I want to say it does seem like Chicago Public Schools is doing everything it can to convince staff to come in rather than discipline them. But there's also a chance that this really sours some teachers and staff and that they want to leave CPS and just go get a job elsewhere. And remember, there's a big teacher shortage, so that wouldn't be good.
Are teachers the only people raising concerns?
Not at all. Aldermen, nurses, local school councils have all come out in force against the reopening.
And are they making any headway? I mean, would CPS delay or slow down this reopening?
So far, we haven't heard anything like that. The leaders of the school district and Mayor Lori Lightfoot insist that this is the right thing to do to give families this option. To them, it's a question of educational justice. They say remote learning isn't working for too many kids. And if so many other places are offering in-person learning, from New York City to Glenview, Illinois, then why not Chicago Public Schools? Also, they insist it's safe. Remember, too, that this has become a big fight between the school district and the teachers union, and those two don't have a very good relationship. But I do want to say that this morning, I just saw that the Board of Education is having a special meeting this afternoon. So I don't know what that means. Maybe the Board of Education is going to ask some questions and want to make a change.
WBEZ Education reporter Sarah Karp is following the reopening this week of Chicago Public Schools. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.